top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Monday, April 8th, 2024, in the headlines. Glenroy Sosokofi characterizes the United Workers' Party administration as always having a backup plan concerning planting materials to boost support for farmers and to advance the agricultural sector in Dominica. The government of Grenada submitted a written statement to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, for an advisory opinion on the obligations of states with respect to climate change. And the trial of a former government minister charged with beating his wife to death grips public attention in Kyrgyzstan and will test President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's promise to build a fairer and more equitable society.
Local, regional.
The news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. Details coming up next.
DA.com. Right on cue.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Glenroy Sosokofi has outlined the United Workers' Party administration's approach when they were in government as one that included a backup plan concerning planting materials to boost farmers' support. This underscored the administration's steadfast commitment to fostering the growth and progression of the agricultural sector. Moreover, he shed light on the deficiency of agricultural training centers in Dominica, hindering additional support for farmers.
In terms of the history of our agriculture, we have always had backup in terms of planting materials, where we had a propagation center, where we'd allow the technocrats there, the extension officers to get involved into the whole propagation of planting material. So we always had a large quantity of planting material, whether it's bananas, plantain, cocoa, whatever it is, we had that there so that we could send out in the fields. Today we have seen the demise of our agricultural training centers, and they no longer exist, which means that we don't have any more training facilities for farmers. However, one of the techniques that we developed too as well, knowing that we were extension officers, we were the technical people, the interface between the farmer and the producer organization. We did not only tell farmers about what research is all about, because we are the research arm of the industry, where they did a lot of trials, and we ourselves had to take back that technology to the farmer. Some of the farmers were reluctant to do it, or some did not get the results. We had to come back and say, look, researcher, good work, but so far this cannot work in this area, and they'll go back and look at it. And these are the things, and we had
Coffey emphasized another aspect of the initiative aimed at enhancing the sector, offering farmers training and establishing model farmers. This approach enables offer farmers in their vicinity to emulate their success and develop their own agricultural endeavors.
We extended the master technical people. We extended it through the farmers. So the good farmers, what we do, we train them in the respective catchment areas and allow them to have model farms so that farmers in the area, in their immediate area, could come on their farms and see what we used to do. So we work with everybody, but we also used to have model farmers with their model farms so that the neighboring farmers could, from time to time, go and get their education, and we could have farmers lead the discussion into everything. I think the FAO some years ago introduced what they call school field farming or field school for farmers, where they actually took the approach to do it on farm, That was more or less in Asia area, the Philippines and so forth. But that itself, in itself, was sort of related to our condition as well. And so we adopted that kind of approach to have model farms where we train farmers in various techniques. And in terms of integrated pest management techniques, where farmers would use less pesticide, where we encourage farmers to grow closer so that they can form canopies. Their cropping system would allow them to have canopies so they have less intervention in terms of spraying applications. We'd have farmers do their drains to lower the water level so that you can have more aeration and proper root development of the crops. So much has been done. And all of this now has just evaporated. So we're talking about if we had to revive the rural economy, then these are some of the things that we need to revisit.
And that was a United Workers Party member Glenroy Soso-Coffey. President Dr. Irfan Lee of Guyana has been bestowed with the prestigious title of Caribbean Global Leader for 2024 in recognition of his outstanding leadership in driving the development and progress of CARICOM. The announcement was made by the Caribbean Global Awards following a thorough assessment and a record-breaking 609 valid votes cast by the public. Dr. Ali emerged as the clear choice from a pool of 10 distinguished leaders from across the Caribbean, with Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley securing the second position. The rankings further included Grenada's Prime Minister Deacon Mitchell in third place, followed by Prime Minister Andrew Holness of Jamaica and Prime Minister Terence Michael Drew of St. Kitts and Nevis, among others. Expressing admiration for all nominees, the Caribbean Global Leader underscored the exceptional dedication displayed by each leader towards their respective nations and the wider Caribbean region. Dominica's President, Her Excellency Sylvani Burton, was named 10th. Global Leader. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon condemned the DLP administration's neglect of the financial well-being of Dominica's youth by failing to engage them to the potentially lucrative agriculture and agribusiness industry sector for two decades. He emphasized that the current situation, where the lack of interest among young people in agriculture has been widely and vastly disseminated. Carbon stressed that significant investment and motivation will be necessary to cultivate renewed interest in agriculture among the young people.
So the whole framework for introducing young people into agriculture was put aside for 20 years. Today you hear people say young people not go into farming. But you can only encourage people to go into farming if you have a means of funding them and motivating them. Let's say that agriculture now today has a lot more potential for making money than we had 20 years ago. 20 years ago, your main outlet was small markets, farmers market. Today, you have every supermarket chain buying fresh produce. Every hotel chain, every restaurant chain buy fresh produce. So it gives us an opportunity now to negotiate and develop a contract system with those entities to supply them with fresh produce. So what is required in Dominica today? We must go back to what worked for us.
Carbon emphasized the imperative for Dominica to enhance its agricultural sector by creating a national entity dedicated to organizing farmers and delivering essential services, including financing and marketing assistance.
We had a DBMC. That was a regulatory entity by law that provided the services to farmers. Farmers didn't have to be worrying about inputs, didn't have to be worried about not even insurance, about extension, research in terms of their pest and disease and control of pest and disease. They didn't have to worry about all the services. They were there funded by the farmers and ensure that they had everything they needed to produce. The Labour Party disbanded the DPMC and really destroyed the service sector to agriculture. So I think the first thing we have to think about is reorganizing a national entity that will provide organized farmers and provide services to farmers and ensure that they market, provide marketing services also. Two, we need to have a brand because everything now is branded. And Dominica as a Nature Isle, I can boldly say that our plan was to have Nature Island products as the brand for Dominica. So we'll be selling a brand and people will get to know, oh, that is bananas from Dominica, is Nature Island bananas. It's plantains, whatever we sell, both fresh produce and processed produce, will be sold under a brand name. But to have a brand and keep it of high quality, you must have an entity to ensure that you maintain the quality standard. So we had the developed what I call a product development unit. And that unit would be able to provide technical services to our manufacturers as well as ensure that they have the necessary requirements to enter any market.
And that was former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon. Officials of various government departments in Dominica are being trained in the appropriate use of DominoNode, which is a GenoNode and open source platform for sharing geospatial data and maps. The 5-business day training, which began on April 4th, will see the officials learn how to navigate the geospatial content management, and officials will also learn systems that will avoid duplication of data sets. Head of training from Katusa, Sibili Tikoli, says this will allow the government to be able to collect and store data more efficiently.
So it's training that has started initially around late February. So it was online training that first started. Now we are doing the in-person rounds. So it's basically us equipping the staff from various departments with GIS skills that will be able to assist them to be able to collect data, manage data properly in various databases, and also in the various platforms that have been created that they will be using. So there's a platform called DominoNode. So that platform is based on an open source software, which is GeoNode, and that allows everyone who has access to the site, especially with the government officials, since they are the ones working with the data sets, to be able to upload data sets and also be able to manage the data sets properly. So it's basically just restructuring, helping them to be able to restructure their system so that they'll be able to properly manage their data sets and also allow them and give them the advantages to be able to make proper decisions. So once they have these data sets, once they've done their analysis and everything is presented well in those various platforms, then they'll be able to give any government official who is higher up to say, hey, look, I think this area, looking at what's happening, we might need street lights, for example, because we don't see any street lights.
Head of training from Katusa, Sibili Tilokili. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says Dominica is set to benefit from 10 agreements to support infrastructural development in the country. Speaking at a media briefing on last week at the fifth floor of the financial center, Mr. Skerrit named 10 projects that will be developed based on those agreements, but gave minimal details on those projects. Mr. Skerrit and his delegation of 20 recently visited China to celebrate the 20th anniversary of diplomatic relations between the Commonwealth of Dominica and the People's Republic of China.
Ministers visiting China signed 10 agreements and memoranda of understanding with the government of the People's Republic of China for 1, phase 9 of the Agricultural Technical Cooperation Project. We've just concluded phase 8. We're moving to phase 9. Additional funding being made available to advance the technical cooperation between Dominica and China. 2, the construction of the Collio River Wall, home repairs and construction of modern toilets. So 3, handover certificates for the Agricultural Science Complex building in 1 mile Portsmouth. 4, economic and technical cooperation between the government of the People's Republic of China and the government of Dominica. 5, cooperation plan between our two governments on jointly promoting the Belt and Road Initiative. 6, strengthening development cooperation and promotion of the implementation of the Global Development Initiative. 7, consideration on green and low carbon development between the National Development and Reform Commission of the People's Republic of China and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Dominica. 8, exchange and cooperation in the field of economic development between the National Development and Reform Commission and the Ministry of Finance of Dominica. 9, news cooperation between Xinhua News Agency of China and the Government Information Service of Dominica. And 10, an MOU between China Media Group and the Government Information Service of Dominica.
And that was Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. National Telecommunications Regulatory Commission, NTRC Dominica, is this year advocating for the participation of female students aged 9 to 12 and girls in ICTD in a nationwide app development challenge. Girls in ICTD, which will be celebrated on April 25, 2024, has been designated by the International Telecommunications Union, ITU, to encourage girls and young women to pursue education and careers in ITC. As part of the activities leading up to Girls in ITCD 2024, the NTRC provided teacher development training and resources to 27 primary school educators to empower them in assisting their students in developing mobile applications, empower them in assisting their students in developing these applications for submissions to the competition. Students will use the Massachusetts Institute of Technology App Innovator, that's Inventor, to create their apps. The NTRC will award prizes to the top 3 fan favorites. Judged segments will be determined the most creative, innovative, and functional apps. You can follow the NTRC on the Facebook page to vote on your favorite app this year's competition. Prize winners will be announced on April 23rd, 2024 via a Facebook Live. The NTRC has partnered with some of the top businesses in the technology sector to host educational tours. Budding computer scientists from schools around the country will get an inside look at the reality of world applications of technology and potential careers on girls in ITCD. And of course, you can read more on this story on our website, that's www.q95da.com. Former Agriculture Minister Peter Carbon advocates for increased youth engagement in the agricultural sector by emphasizing the financial opportunity it offers. He underscored the crucial role farmers play in ensuring food security, nutrition, and personal well-being. Mr. Carbon firmly believes that Dominica possesses the potential to revitalize its agricultural sector and its farmers and agro-processors to internationally competitive levels of unprecedented prosperity, as was seen in its history as a major exporter of lime and bananas.
People are looking for opportunities, they're looking for jobs, they're looking for means of making a livelihood. And if you can make $5,000-$6,000 a month from farming, then young people will be interested in farming. Now, I want to say, no farmers, no food. No food, no survival. So, Dominica has what it takes to produce. We have the record of being the biggest lime producer in the world in the 1900s. We were able to move our non-banana export in 4 years to almost $30 million a year in addition to the banana production. So Dominica has potential. And if you just go back in history, E.O. Liebler became very loved, very popular for one reason. One reason alone, he invested in our farmers who used to be peasants at it before. And they earn money and build their families. As they provided new opportunities for people like us, our generation, we must now prepare to give the next generation a better life, because that's the only way we'll have improvement. We got to improve life from our parents, and we need to prepare a better life for the next generation.
Mr. Carbon emphasized that agriculture offers numerous opportunities for a wide variety of individuals. He highlighted that during his tenure in office as Agriculture Minister, the EWP government recognized the significance of the sector to such an extent that a program was implemented in schools along with integrated provisions within the school's curriculum.
Now, agriculture provides a lot of opportunities. And as a government, we recognize that we need to prepare the young people to participate in that important industry. So we had a program for introducing agriculture in schools. The curriculums were developed and everything, the people were trained and were ready to go implement that program. These were cast aside by this present government. We had a program for young farmer training and development program where we recruited young people who had access to land, provide them with the training, and give them an allowance that will allow them to develop their farm. As they get the training, they will develop their project. We will do the capital funding of those projects and provide them with resource so that they can develop their farm. That too, we got the funding, grant funding for that program. That too was put aside.
Former Agriculture Minister Peter Caban. In other news, the government of Grenada, represented by its ambassador to Belgium and head of mission of Grenada to the European Union, Raphael Joseph, submitting a groundbreaking written statement to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, in The Hague, Netherlands last month. The submission is pursuant to the request of the United Nations General Assembly through its resolution 77276, adopted by consensus on March 29, 2023, for an advisory opinion on the obligations of states with respect to climate change. Grenada's submission underscores the country's unwavering commitment to addressing the urgent challenges posed by climate change at the national, regional, and global levels. His Excellency Ambassador Raphael Joseph commented on the significance of Grenada's submission, stating that climate change is one of the most pressing issues of all time, and Grenada is proud to take a proactive step in seeking legal clarity on the obligations of states, adding that their submission to the ICJ reflects Grenada's dedication to advancing international cooperation and justice in combating climate change. This submission to the ICJ marks another important step in the process of addressing the issue of climate change, underscoring the urgent need for further legal clarity relative to climate change issues. And the trial of a former government minister charged with beating his wife to death has gripped public attention in Kazakhstan, and some see it as litmus tests of President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's promise to build a more fairer and more equitable society.
In a trial that has gripped Kazakhstan, former economy minister Kwandyk Bishimbaev is accused of beating his wife to death. As the case is broadcast online, it's seen by some as a litmus test of President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's promise to build a fairer society. Footage has been played in court of the former government minister repeatedly kicking and punching 31-year-old Sultanat Nukanova, who was found dead last November in a restaurant owned by a relative. The couple had spent almost a whole day and the previous night at the location. She was found unconscious and had died from brain trauma, according to a coroner's report. Facing 20 years in prison, Bishimbaev has pleaded not guilty and argues the injuries she died from were self-sustained. Bishimbaev is seen as a typical member of the country's wealthy ruling elite, and people fear even if he is found guilty, he may escape punishment, as was the case with a previous conviction. Other members of the elite have also swerved criminal punishment, feeding distrust of the legal system. The oil-rich nation is traditionally a conservative, patriarchal country, but since taking office 5 years ago, Tokayev has pledged improved rights for women. Gender issues activist Ida Alzanova told Reuters the case is significant. She says with society watching, it will deliver the verdict on the court system, the legislation and its application regardless of the verdict. Domestic violence has become a hot button issue for Kazakhs, with government data showing 1 in 6 women has experienced violence by a male partner. In 2017, Kazakhstan decriminalised domestic violence, a move critics say has only discouraged women from lower income families from reporting it. A bill reversing that is now before Parliament.
That's the morning news, and here's a recap of the headlines. Glenroy Sosu Coffey characterizes the United Workers' Party administration as always having a backup plan concerning planting materials to boost support for farmers and to advance the agricultural sector in Dominica.
Big Station.
The government of Grenada submitted a written statement to the International Court of Justice, ICJ, for an advisory opinion on the obligations of state with respect to climate change. and a trial of a former government minister charged with beating his wife to death grapples public attention in Kyrgyzstan and will test President Kasym Jomart Tokayev's promise to build a fairer and more equitable society.
Big Station.
The news was brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I am Felice Enfalmond.
Top of the hour news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens.